sent those neocolonial powers into a tailspin, and they hatched a plan very quickly to dispatch of Lumumba. The U.S., Belgium, the CIA, they were all involved in capturing Lumumba. They flew him to the Belgian stronghold in Katanga, tortured him, shot him, chopped him to pieces, dissolved his body in acid, ground his bones to dust so no trace could ever be found except for one tooth that was held as a souvenir by one of the Belgian assassins. And in fact, that tooth was just returned by Belgium to Lumumba's descendants last year. So the lesson was, unless you play ball with the West, we'll chop you down and replace you with someone who will. And as you noted, that person ended up being Joseph Mobutu for three decades, a corrupt, bloodthirsty, a despot and kleptocrat who ran the Congo into the ground. And so the Congo really never had a chance. It's just been one set of corrupt leadership after another. But they had their chance at freedom and maybe a completely different path with Lumumba after independence. But sadly, the colonial powers had other plans.
So that if we could go back to the stories, in fact, that you heard while you were in the Congo, what's in fact become of the place. You interview many miners and families of miners in the book. Could you tell us a couple of those stories? The story, for example, of Elodie or Lubo. Just tell us what they told you, who they are.
Yeah, you know, Elodie was a young girl I met on my first trip to the Congo. She was 15 years old, an orphan. She was digging in an area called Lake Malo, which is near a village called Kapata in the Kolwezi area. And she'd been orphaned by cobalt mining. Her father, she reported, died in a tunnel collapse inside an industrial mine right next to where she was digging when I met her. And her mother died from some infection or illness. She wasn't sure, but her mother was someone who rinsed cobalt stones in the very toxic waters at Lake Malo. And Elodie was an orphan on her own. And there are thousands of children who have been orphaned by cobalt mining, and they scramble and scrounge for cobalt. And in her case, she couldn't make ends meet. She had to prostitute herself as a teenager to try to get money to survive. When I met her, it was pretty clear to me she was in the later stages of HIV. She had a two-month-old son strapped to her back. She was wiry, mucus-crusted, very, very ill. And what I saw in her was the face of what the global economy was doing to the Congo. It's almost impossible to imagine that the degradation of this child and children like her can be transformed by the global economy into shiny phones and cars. But that's exactly what's happened. And she was sort of the quintessence of this story, the complete degradation of Congolese children, children thrown to a pack of wolves by a global economy that transformed their degradation, their suffering, into the indispensable gadgets and cars that we rely on every day. And that's an injustice. That's an utterly caustic, miserable formula that needs to be set right, because we can't conduct our rechargeable economy in our daily lives by inflicting such violence and suffering on some of the poorest children in the world.
Siddharth Kara, we want to thank you so much for being with us, author of the new book, Cobalt Red, How the Blood of the Congo Powers Our Lives. His previous book, Sex Trafficking Inside the Business of Modern Slavery, won the 2010 Frederick Douglass Book Prize, awarded for the best book written in English on slavery or abolition. That does it for our show, Democracy Now! Produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feldstein, Augusta Messiah Rhodes, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
You've got WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, tuned in on your dial.
Everybody ready?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2327 of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. And we've got a pretty good show for you today, if I do say so myself. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we always do. We'll end up on the gospel side of the family, like we always do. Along the way, we'll hear a wide variety of folk music that I know you will enjoy. And, of course, we'll hear five songs that Woody Snyder has picked out. Oh, let's go ahead and get that liquored up set started with something from Hank Williams Jr.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolk have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the song? Stop and think it over. Put yourself in my position. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you? Thank you.
vision. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition.
All my rowdy friends have settled down. Drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down.
Simmer down now. Drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Yeah, me and my rowdy friends are going round it all out.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, this is Kevin Johnson from the Plate Scrapers. Don't do those dishes yet. You gotta stop and listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
just look what whiskey done to me. It made me do things I never dreamed of. It made me a slave to yourself. Now my friends know that I love my whiskey too much to even go my bell.
Mine.
Listen to Tut Taylor and his pals play Wish I Was a Pedal Steel from his 1976 Tacoma record, Debrolic Plectral Society. And that's why I use as a musical bed while I tell you about the opening set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program and set you up for the next set. Back at the beginning of the show, you heard from Hank Williams Jr. From back in 1979, he gave us Family Tradition. That was the title track to that LP. Yeah, Family Tradition. A family tradition of drinking and country music. Then we heard a band called the Super Suckers do a Hank Williams Jr. tune, All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down, and that's from their 2015 record, Holding the Bag. After the PSA, Travis Chandler and Avery County gave us Whiskey from the Bluegrass Side of the Family, and that's from their 2012 record, Pardon Me. Then we close down the Liquored Up set with something from a singer named Maria McKee. She was writing and active in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and you heard Drinking in My Sunday Dress from her first record, Maria McKee, which came out in 1989. Well, let's hear what Woody Snyder's got picked out for us, shall we? Woody Snyder has taken time out of his very busy life to chat with us on the telephone again today. Hey there, Woody.
Oh, hi there, Amanda Richard, and thanks for the introduction. It's a pleasure. I think we have some music to play, and I got a little bit of bluegrass, but I have some fun songs to play as well.
You've got two Bob Dylan covers picked out, and you've got some bluegrass and some, I don't know, I guess I'd call it honky-tonk jazz, and you've got all sorts of great stuff lined up. First up, you've got a great old song from Blue Highway.
Yes, I do. This is Blue Highway has done many songs, many albums, and that's a song I really like, one of the many, is the Blue Ridge Mountain Girl.
She made pretty bright as I left. There's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There is nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across the lonesome ocean. Oh, but I just thought you might want something fine. Made of silver or of golden. Harbor from the mountains of Madrid. Or from the coast of Barcelona. If I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. That's all I wish to be on. Oh, I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me back, to make your time more easy passing? How can you ask me again? Well, it only brings me sorrow. All the same thing I would want to be. I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from his ship a sailing, saying, I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country where you're going. So take heed of the western wind. Take heed of stormy weather. And yes, there is something you can't send back to me. Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
Yes, she's my coffee mama. I like her first thing in the morning. Yeah, my coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning. Even though that woman likes to keep me up all night long. Yeah, she's mean, she's hot. That girl sure don't mess around. Yeah, she's mean, she's hot. That girl sure don't mess around. Yeah, you take too big a sip of her, she'll knock your ass right on the ground. Yeah, my coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning. Yeah, my coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah, my coffee mama,
first thing in the morning. Even though that woman, even though.
Been listening to a set of music that the one and only Woody Snyder has picked out. And while Woody and I are chatting in the background, I've dared to play a jazz piece as the musical bed, Woody. Fiddler Svend Asmussen and the John Lewis Trio doing Valeria from a record that came out in 1962 called European Encounter. But don't worry, folks, This is still Woody's music. It still started off with the Blue Highway, Blue Ridge Mountain Girl, and it's got all sorts of other great stuff here. Like, the next thing you picked out was from Nancy Griffith.
Yeah, Nancy Griffith had a Bob Dylan tune that I really like. And, of course, Nancy Griffith's a great singer and songwriter. But the song I really enjoy, one of the best ones, is Boots of Spanish Leather. Nancy Griffith was a terrific singer, and she's no longer with us. But still, it's Boots of Spanish Leather is one of my very favorite tunes.
And that's from a really, really good album of hers that came out in 1993 called Other Voices, Other Rooms, in which she collaborated with other artists or did covers of other artists' songs like she did here with Boots of Spanish Leather. Then you went to one of your and my favorite bands from the D.C. area. I don't know how to classify them, but they're a whole lot of fun. The Bumper Jacksons.
Yeah, and the Bumper Jacksons, a song called Coffee Mama, which is a really fun song. And it's done by Lightnin' Hopkins. Isn't that true? Lightnin' Hopkins?
I think so.
But it's a fun song, Coffee Mama. And it's Baltimore, Washington, and the band, the Bumper Jacksons, are a really fun band if you've ever seen them in person.
Yeah, they really are. And then you picked out something from one of our, both your and my favorite country singers from the early 2000s, Zoe Muth. What did you pick out?
Well, I picked out another great Zoe Muth song, which is Hey Little Darling. And, of course, I like Zoe Muth, and she wrote almost everything that we've used. And that's about 2009 or so that she wrote the Hey Little Darling song. And we like the whole Zoe Muth, and I like to play her and the music that she plays.
Well, Woody, thanks so much for picking those out. You've got one more. And guess what? It's another Dylan cover, another Bob Dylan cover. And it comes from two immigrants to the United States of America, the Kruger Brothers.
Well, that's right. It is, but the Kruger Brothers came over from Switzerland and they live now in North Carolina. But the song we're using here is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And you mentioned it is a great Bob Dylan tune.
Well, Woody, I don't have to think twice. It's always all right when I chat with you on the telephone. Thanks so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome. I enjoyed doing this, and it was good. I think we got a nice variety of songs here. We started off with some bluegrass, but we didn't stay there, and we just found some really interesting things to listen to. Everybody here is pretty cool, I thought.
Thanks so much, Woody. And now, here come the Kruger Brothers with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Ain't no use in sitting wondering why, babe, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use in sitting wondering why, babe, 'cause it don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You are the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. There ain't no use in calling out my name, babe, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, babe, 'cause I can't hear you anymore. Still I wish that there was something you would do or say, try to make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. Dark side of the road now. Still I'm wishing and I'm wandering all the way on down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I've told. I gave
my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's alright. Is too good a word for you, so I just say fare thee well. Now I ain't saying you treated me unkind. I could have loved you better, but I don't mind. I just kind of wasted all that precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Gas up the RV, we're going to a festival. Gonna see our friends party once again. Wish that it could never end. Cause it's been a long winter and I wanna cook my dinner out on the open fire. See Del McCurry and forget about my worries while I'm sipping from a mason jar. And I'm gonna be tired tomorrow, but I don't care about the cost. Cause at the end of the day, all that matters anyway are the times that you spend with the people that you care about. Your beer on ice and the meat on the grill. It's getting close to supper time. Cause I wanna fill my belly before I head down to the stage. Might not be back for a while. Cause we got Sam Bush, leftover salmon at night. We'll dance to Billy Strings. But all I really need is late night with Larry, watching Jenny smile and sing. And I'm gonna be tired tomorrow, but I don't care about the cost. Cause at the end of the day, all that matters anyway are the times that you spend with the people that you care about. hardly over, let's gather around the fire. We'll all play our favorite songs, like High on the Mountain or Old Nellie Kane, Mountain Dew, or On and On. We'll play a few fiddle tunes and I could probably riddle through a couple John Hartford songs. Sing a sad slow song, make you want to cry and think what you've done. And I'm gonna be tired tomorrow, but I don't care about the cost. 'Cause at the end of the day, all that matters anyway are the times that you spend with the people that you care about. I wanna spend time at a festival with people that I care about.
Why can't life be one big music festival where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands? That's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule.
Break down those walls, kick open the door. Sky's your ceiling, grass is your floor. Let the sun god shine, let the rain wash the dirt away. Dance with the moon, campfire, and your day.
Why can't life be one big music festival where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands? That's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. Stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of their daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. Where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. Why can't life be one big music festival where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool. People help out their camping neighbor, shake off the chains of the daily labor. Party of one, living by the festival golden rule. Where the fans in the stands clap hands to the bands, that's mighty cool.
We met when we were so much younger. You told passion for this land. He said that one day we would go together to a magic place where we'd walk hand in hand. You told me of your time in Galway, in university, of all the joys you knew, studying the cultures of the ancients. But sometimes there are dreams that don't come true. I didn't know you then, and I don't know you now, but somewhere in the middle we lived in life somehow. And I'm standing by the river in the town you love the most, as I walk the streets of Galway in the shadow of your ghost. Feeding chips to seagulls by the harbor, past the Spanish arch you'd sit there on the wall, writing for hours in your journal, noting everything you felt and saw. I didn't know you then, and I don't know you now, but somewhere in the middle we lived a life somehow. And I'm standing by the river in the town you love the most, as I walk the streets of Galway in the shadow of your ghost. I lean against the rail as my tears fall in the water. The Friars River carries them away. Stare at my reflection as if there were some answers in the face that ripples staring back my way. I come to the cathedral to sit and light a candle for a love that changed the nature of my life. Wish you very well, I pray that you are happy. Now it's time to take my leave and say goodbye. I didn't know you then, and I don't know you now, but somewhere in the middle we lived a life somehow. And I'm standing by the river in the town you love the most, as I walk the streets of Galway in the shadow of your ghost. Yes, I'm standing by the river in the town you love the most, as I walk the streets of Galway. Walk the streets of Galway as I walk the streets of Galway in the shadow of your ghost. In the shadow of your ghost. Yes, I walk the streets of
from the second Smoky City Folk Festival in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1977. You're listening to Bob Hutchinson and Connie Rockman play The Boys of Wexford and the British Grenadiers. I sure hope you are enjoying this. Now, what's been going on around here lately? Well, first of all, Woody Snyder picked out the Kruger Brothers' Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And Woody, I hope it's okay. I played it from Merlefest 2010. Yes, a live recording of the Kruger Brothers doing Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Then you heard from the Plate Scrapers and a single they put out this year called Festival Song. And after that, from the Pittsburgh area, you heard Well Strung do a song they call Festival. That's from their 2017 record, Around the Sun Again. And the last thing on the set was Joe Jenks doing In the Shadow of Your Ghost from his 2022 record, The Coming of the Years. Well, hey, stick around, because we have more great music coming your way right after the mid-show station break. Thanks so much for tuning into Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-doo-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here comes something from Zoe and Cloyd's new record, Songs of Our Grandfathers.
Bei mir bist du geht, bei mir hast du ihn.